Chapter 8. Spider stood, staring out the window. He saw that it was a beautiful sunny day, saw the way the river sparkled in the afternoon sun, how the traffic flowed along the swooping freeways, and marvelled at the thrusting office towers all around. From Patel's office, everything looked fine, a persuasive illusion. But in the office, right now, with Patel sitting at his desk, looking like a prisoner, things were quietly going from bad to worse to sheer mind-boggling catastrophe. "When did you notice your boy was gone?"
"It was late, after a bad day. I got home, and I knew I had hours more work. 3 live video conferences with my own bosses, and my wife, Parminda, well, she is the light of my existence, Spider," he deadpanned, "was waiting at the door, suitcase in hand, leaving to catch the midnight flight to India."
Spider raised one eyebrow.
Patel went on. "The trip had been planned weeks ago, Spider."
"Okay."
"So I kissed her goodbye and told her I'd say goodnight to Vijay, but Parminda told me not to bother. 'Your son is gone,' she said. 'Like it's nothing, like we've run out of milk.'
Uh-oh."
I said, 'What do you mean?'
And she said he is just gone, that he took Kali, that he was gone by the time she got home from shopping.
I asked when that was, and she said about 4 in the afternoon. I pointed out, not unreasonably, that it was now almost 10 p.m. Why had she not called me? I asked her if she had called the rest of the family. We have a few cousins and such here in Perth that we visit socially, to ask if he might be with them.
'No,' she said. She figured I would do it, it being my problem.
'I have to say, sir, and I'm sorry to say it, but Parminda does not strike me as overly concerned about a missing child.'
'That's because Vijay, is not her son. As such, biologically.'
"Oh," Spider said, blinking and thinking about it.
"I see. It is a long story."
Spider pressed on. "She said that Vijay took Kali? That would be the time machine.
Kali, yes. My pride and joy.
You said you kept the starter unit in your home office."
"In a safe, yes."
Spider nodded.
"So how?"
"He knew the code."
"He knew the code?"
"Once, some time ago, I told him to go and put the starter unit away for me. I gave him the code. It was a trust thing. And he was 8 years old at the time. I had spent many hours of my life telling Vijay, over and over, drumming it into his head, that he must never, never, ever touch Kali when I was not around. That he was not even to trespass in the garage itself without my permission, without my actually being there to open the time locks for him. I went over this many times. No one needed to tell me that Kali was dangerous, Spider.
Parminda, she never understood. She told me Vijay would get past all my security one day. She had seen how clever he is, and that he was getting more and more clever as he got older. She told me, 'If the boy does take off in your time machine, it will be entirely your problem. It is not my problem. He is not my flesh. This will be your mess, and you will be responsible for it.'"
"Parminda plays for sheep stations," Spider said, mostly to himself, shocked at how Mrs. Patel could be so cold.
"She is difficult."
"Difficult? Right. Go on."
"I had to do something. The boy could be any time, as you say, and he had a 6-hour lead on me. So I got back in the car and headed out to the dealership."
The Brat Time Machine Company of Mumbai sold highly desirable new time machines and related gear from a huge showroom in the Wangara commercial estate, alongside showrooms for cars and boats. I finally got out there after 11 that night. Bad traffic. I spend 2 days a week at the dealership, supervising things, I'm sure you can imagine, so I have a key. I get in, have a quiet word with the night security staff, and head to the workshop, where we have plenty of time machines in for warranty maintenance checks. I borrowed one, setting the coordinates for the driveway in front of my garage.
So you could blip back to catch Vijay before he...
Exactly so, Spider. This is also probably why Parminda was less than concerned about the boy.
Uh-huh.
So there I am, in the cabin of the machine, running pre-flight checks. Everything checks out. Funny cat smell I could do without, but otherwise all green lights. I punch in a destination time that should catch Vijay in plenty of time, and I go. And arrive. No problem. Only, it turns out to be a big problem. A very big problem indeed.
Let me try to describe the situation as I found it. My time machine, Kali, is there in the garage. Vijay and a young girl, a friend from school, are there too.
There's a girl as well?
In good time, Spider. They are both there. As when I come through the side door, the children are standing there. Their backs to the wall of the garage, arms up like this, he gestured. Spider had already sussed it. Their hands are up because there is a team of men wearing black, their faces hidden behind, what is the word, balaclavas? Spider nodded. Yes, and they have guns, assault rifles, pistols. Vijay is standing there with the keys to Kali. The general idea is for Vijay to hand these gentlemen the keys, so they might take the time machine.
Oh, shit, Spider said, starting to see what was going on.
So I beat a hasty retreat, raced for the borrowed time machine, setting up a quick jump on my watchtop, so I could whack the go button and arrive 1 hour earlier. Before Vijay arrived from school and while Parminder was still out shopping. I checked the garage. Kali was secure. So I set up new security protocols for the garage and for Kali herself, and I went to my firearms locker.
Shit, Spider said, shaking his head. Guns are not good. Not good at all.
I had to take precautions, Spider. Anyway, I got the shotgun and all the spare ammunition I could carry. Pockets bulging, cartridges down my shirt, and in a courier bag over my shoulder.
What sort of shotty you got?
This was professional interest. Spider's police head talking, but also wondering just how much damage this guy could have dished out.
Remington 870, 12-gauge, double-aught buckshot, 14-inch barrel, Patel said.
Spider whistled, hearing that. Yikes. He thought Patel was acting altogether too much like an excited kid, talking about the best Christmas present he'd ever got.
When I was a kid, I was in the Boy Scouts, you know, he added.
I believe you. Spider had been in the Scouts too, but didn't remember it as a fun experience.
Patel went on. At last, I'm ready.
You don't look like the shotgun type, if you'll pardon me saying so, sir.
I got it during Carly's construction. I realized very early on that she would be a highly desirable machine, and that one day, no matter how careful I was, word could get out. And the word would spread like a wildfire. Yes, shotgun.
Sorry to interrupt, but I need to know. Why do it in the first place? Why? It was a question that fascinated Spider, and always had done, going back to his time in Walpole. What makes a man go to the dark side? How does corruption start? Is there such a thing as only very slight corruption? Or is it more like pregnancy? You either are or you're not.
Go illegal?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, he fiddled with his watch band as he spoke.
I did not set out to do so. It happened as one might imagine, gradually, over a long time. I wanted the best components. The best. I was prepared to source parts from anywhere in the world. I found myself facing situations where I would set out, having consulted catalogues and online reviews, to purchase top-spec component X, for argument's sake. Very high-end, bleeding-edge technology, and just barely illegal. DOTAS compliant. But sometimes the vendors would say to me, "Good sir, you are prepared to pay a great deal of money for this part. How would you feel about paying, perhaps, 2%?